And we continue with our Friday show previews. It is John Gibbons hosting this week, and we're going up and down the country, metaphorically, if not literally, unfortunately, to speak to fans of other Premier League clubs and the ones that we speak to week by week, and just seeing how the summer's going, you know, how the teams are looking, and gauging a little bit of optimism ahead of the new season. So we start with Tom Fahey and Aston Villa. So, Tom, how are we looking in pre-season? I saw you battered aside the mighty Walsall at the weekend. So, yeah, presumably you're going to come on and tell me European football, you know, would all go next year.
I'd love to do that. There's been like a weird kind of existential crisis in the fan base in the summer.
Love
where,
it. Amazing.
Yeah. Half are really excited for the season where we've got Coutinho, we've signed Boubacar Kamara, which no one would have believed happened. Like I thought it was him trying to get a new deal with Marseille or something. And then there's the other half of, well, look at what Tottenham have done. Look at what everyone else has done. Is there a point? Because the only club that really that we think we could catch, and it's more because they're a shambles, not because we're great, is Man U. But you know what? It's been a fun, really mature summer, which I didn't think was coming. There's been a lot of, right, we don't need to blow the bank on anyone. We've got a really good youth system. Let's use that. And the north stand at Villa Park is falling apart, so let's build a new one. And there's been a lot of infrastructure chat, which I've been all for, talking about new train lines of how to get to Villa Park. That's my biggest signing. If they can get new trains, they can get new trains running to Villa Park. That's the biggest deal we can do.
The Adamelia approach. There we are. Okay. I mean, there's ins, isn't there? Obviously, Coutinho gets confirmed. You mentioned that Kamara coming in on a free, who, you know, looks a fantastic talent. And then Diego Carlos, you know, fairly big money on a 29-year-old centre half as well.